this is going to be an absolute disaster.
Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
All right, well, greetings, everybody. My name is Matt Thomas, also known as RoboTuner, coming at you low-budget style from the Boiled Owl for your open mic listening, enjoyment, amusement, disgust, or all the above. Take your pick. I would also like to welcome everyone to the second annual event, Hippie Bath Day. So the Bath of Hippie Dot Day 2, that is the Bath of Jeff, in which we celebrate the formation anniversary of the great Jeff Lord, host of the Funky Town Podcast. So I'd like to thank everyone for coming out. We have some great acts coming up at starting at 10. We have iHappyM, Mean Motor Scooter, and Henry the Archer, all of which I am great friends with as well. So, and I'd also like to thank Boiled Owl for giving me the headlining spot of the open mic and giving me the sweet spot as well, because apparently that's what I'm known for, according to some. Born at 9 years old, love life has always been cold. Ladies blow me off like a pest. Incompatible with any sign, never any luck online. Always had to settle for second best. Call her up on my phone, 2 whole hours to call for my own. Who's the only good for me? Check the food stamp, cash your car. She'll show you what you want to see. Rosedale girl, the only girl for me. Check the food stamp, cash your car. She'll show you what you want to see. Surveilling all the fine merch, low profiling while I search. Keeping an eye out for the heat. Now it comes my chance to find some sweet romance. But if I don't like it, will I get a refund if I show her boss a receipt? Not getting any lucky rant, I'd rather not go back to my right hand. Rosedale girl, the only girl for me. Check for Sam cash your car, she'll show you what you want to see. Rosedale girl, the only girl for me. Check for Sam cash your car, she'll show you what you want to see. She's the best my money can buy. Afraid I can't do much better, no matter how hard I try. Check myself often, free of disease. But when I went back to a place last week, I got busted by the police. Damn, spent the night in county pen. Not gonna see my girl again. Or at least before I make my bail. What's the cost of love? For me it's too damn much. Is it really worth being gang raped in jail? I make a moan, I make a cry. The only hope for me till the day I die. Rosedale girl, the only girl for me. Check food stamp, cash or card, she'll show you what you want to see. Rosedale girl, the only girl for me. Check food stamp, cash or card, she'll show you what you want to see. My Rosedale girl, I would love your hairy tits. Your stanky patch and your mostly toothless grin. Oh yeah.
You just have to bend over.
You back on the H, Holmes?
Because I love eating that sausage.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Podcast. Tell me again your names.
I'm Josh.
Dandy.
Jem.
Mike.
Okay, and tell me again why you're in a bear costume.
Because today is my birthday and we wear the costume ceremoniously whenever it's anyone's birthday.
This is so awesome. So happy birthday to you, and it's a hippie bath day as well.
It is.
Yes.
Happy birthday, St. Patrick.
Yes. So did you guys come here because of the show or just you happened to be here?
We just happened to be here, and we just, like, made friends magically, deliciously.
Magically and deliciously. I like it. And you wanted to give a shout-out to your mom?
Yeah, shout-out to my mom. Holding it down since birth.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, shout-out to my grand and grand. You know, they're the ones to take care of me. Keep it real with me.
Yeah.
On the hard.
See, this is what I would... I would be so happy if my son did this. Shout-out to my mom. Because she's rad.
Shout out to the bears in nature. You know, don't use animal skin. Just use fake bear.
We're trying to bring awareness to the bear.
No animals were hurt in the making of this costume.
Exactly. Exactly, my friend.
Awesome.
Keep it berry. I'm Logan.
Logan. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody. This is Susie Ramone again with the Funky Town Podcast. I'm here with Sergio. Sergio and Mark. We'll start with Sergio, number one. Did you all come here tonight specifically for the Lord's birthday?
not specifically, but yes, in part.
Yes, in part. So, did you guys know anything about the bands before you all came here?
Oh, yeah.
You did.
Yes. King Lettuce Gator.
I didn't. I mean, they're good. I never heard of them, but they are good.
Awesome.
I heard one song that I really like. I don't know what the name of it is, but I do like them.
Awesome. Yeah. It was Henry the Archer who just played. I Happy Am is about to go on stage. And then a little bit later is Mean Motor Scooter. So they kind of share some band members, so I put them together on the bill. Have you guys tried the drink special for tonight, the dirty bath water?
Oh, God, that sounds disgusting.
It's Jack Daniels and ginger ale. Jack and ginger.
Try it.
It's really good.
So,
from what I understand, you guys have been at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and you have been drunk all day. Is this correct?
No. I've been drunk all day.
Sergio, number two, has been drunk all day.
I was drunk and stoned all day.
Ah, nice.
I wouldn't say I've been drunk all day, but I've been drinking all day.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't necessarily call it drunk. Having a good time.
Okay, so Sergio has been having a good time all day.
Partaking in the holiday fun.
Nice. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to me. I'm going to go find some other people to interview. I love you.
Right back at you.
Thanks, man. Hello, everybody. This is Susie Ramone with the Funky Town Podcast, and I'm here with Corey Malone.
Yes.
And?
Brett Crow.
Okay. So, did y'all just come out to the Boiled Owl on a random Saturday night?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
You had no idea that there was a birthday party going on here, correct?
Nope.
Not really, no.
Did you know that bands were playing tonight?
No.
Kind of, yeah, but...
Okay. So, was this a happy surprise for you that you got to hear Henry the Archer?
Yeah, they were nice.
Yeah. I love Henry the Archer. Did you... they played some new songs tonight. One of them has kind of a ska feel to it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I like it. It was cool.
I liked it, too. I loved it. Wait, were you guys here for the whole set?
No, just the last two songs, but they're great.
Well, then, never mind.
It's not too loud.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good. All right, so do you know I Happy Am Band? Rebecca Elizabeth, Zach Zanatich? No?
No.
Well, these guys are pretty cool. They're kind of quirky. I think that you'll really like them quite a bit. Rebecca's got a great voice. She writes some really fun lyrics. So does Zach. He sings a song about being a pizza, which is really cool because it's a metaphor about how you only have so much to give to people.
Nice.
And even though they keep wanting more, you only have so much to give. And once you're out. So
yeah.
That's pretty good. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All sorts of things. Okay. Susie Ramone, Funky Town Podcast. I am here with...
Tom Guskowski.
I'm John Rohde.
Sally Rohde. Susie Guskowski.
I love Susie. Any Susie is a friend of mine.
Yes.
All right. So, did you guys come here tonight specifically for the Lord's birthday?
Of course. Yay.
Yeah, I did. And I'm frankly surprised there's no cake. How can you have no cake?
Well, you didn't eat your meat. How can you have pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Right.
I'm excited about the music.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about the cake. I'm looking forward to two, maybe three layer.
Okay.
Nice ganache.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Don't. No excessive dyes, please.
Okay, no.
I don't want any freaking blue roses on this thing, okay?
No.
I was hoping for the king cake. So that one of us could eat the little baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. That was like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
See, I didn't know if y'all would have like some kind of a big like wash tub and you were going to actually like bathe Jeff.
Well, we thought about it.
Like a baptism.
Yes, like a baptism. However, he got a little shy right at the end.
Yeah, well, that's for good reason.
Yeah, so.
Buy him more shots. He won't be shy anymore.
He has a tramp stamp. A lot of people don't know that about Jeffrey Lord. It's actually, it's not so much of a graphic as it is a map of a proposed mass transit system here in Fort Worth. And so you'll have to have him show it to you sometime.
So he is thinking about the public. And our...
Always somebody else, never him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He is a wonderful man. Yeah. Wonderful
God
man.
God bless Jeff.
He's very, that's Jeffrey Lord, right?
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. I love you all. Every
hey,
one of you.
Thank you.
Dandy,
Smokey,
Josh,
Jam,
Smokey. So, had y'all ever heard "I Happy Am" before?
No, I haven't, but it sounded good.
Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
Smokey, come on. Nope.
I would bet that none of us have heard any bands here tonight.
Oh, right on. So, I mean, I'm a huge fan. Rebecca Elizabeth and I do a podcast together, but as somebody who's never heard "I Happy Am" before. I saw you out there dancing really well.
Yeah.
I saw you out there dancing, you too.
Yes.
So you guys are, you like them?
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome.
Honestly, I was a bigger fan of the first band. What were they?
Oh,
Henry the
Archer.
Yeah, I liked them a lot. I liked this band a lot too, but I'd probably come back.
Henry the Archer sounded like, you know, radio top shelf, great, you know, dang.
Right?
I like them.
But I did.
Need more honey.
Yeah, more
honey related themes.
Okay.
More berries.
Small gazelle.
More
in the
berries.
Very, very.
I think
good.
It's very important to know right now that Michael is now wearing the bear.
Yes.
The bear jacket.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Okay, so we've got one more band up. They're called Me Motor Scooter. They're kind of surf punk, garage rock.
Love surf punk.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, are we talking like not a surf, or what are we talking?
Yeah, kind of not a surfy.
How many funny things?
Round, get around, I get around.
No, more punky.
I want some psychobilly in here, please.
Nice, some psychobilly. That would be good. Okay, so I'm going to come talk to you guys after the next set as well, if that's okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to stay here is what
yes.
you're saying.
Could you please?
Oh, do you also advertise for the Boyle Owl?
Pretty much, yes. All right, thanks, you guys.
Fair enough.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Boyle Owl. Have you had fun tonight?
I'm drunk as
We have someone we need to thank for this evening right here. Hey, Dustin, do you know what you get when you cross a vampire and a midget? Wow, way to bring the room down. What? A little sucker about this tall. Jeffrey Lord, guys. It's his birthday. It's his bath day. He put it together.
I want to thank all of our sponsors.
Actually, Susie put this together. But
Susie put it all together. I had nothing to do with this.
I want to thank our sponsors, Smirnoff Vodka, Line 6 Amplifiers.
Line 6 Amplifiers, Fender Guitars, Coca-Cola, McDonald's.
Make sure you check out our spread this week in Blacktail Magazine. Get a feature on me.
Blacktail?
Blacktail Magazine.
Okay. It was Blacktail Magazine.
Without further ado, the band you've all been waiting for, from the mean streets of South Fort Worth,
of West Arlington,
the one and only Mean Motor Scooter!
Blue sea.
right.
Okay, so this is Susie Ramone with the Funky Town Podcast. I'm back with...
Dandy.
And?
Michael.
So what did you guys think of me motor scooter?
Man, they were lit. They were real lit.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll. That was it.
They were really great. In between that little surf rock and psycho and just a mixture of emotions, it was beautiful.
Awesome. I'm glad. So you guys had fun here tonight?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
You'll come back to Hippie Bath Day 3?
Oh, we'll be back for that.
Nice. Okay. Good. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. This guy's pulling off my clothes.
It's her.
This man.
This guy?
Yes.
Wow.
He dropped. Yeah, there's the marker right there.
All right. So here we are at the wrap-up of Jeffrey Lord's birthday party.
Hippie Bat Day 2.
Hippie Bat Day 2, brought to you by the Jerry Jonestown Massacre and the Funky Town Podcast. And Susie Ramone, because when you need a Susie Ramone, this is the place to get
Thank you so much, Dustin.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Podcast whore.
Fake Susie Ramone, would you like to go out to the parking lot later?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that. Maybe you're a little wasty face.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I love Fake Susie.
I love Fake Susie, too. It's so great.
I can't wait for the next event that I'll be able to make an animated promo for. Those are always fun.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Except for you need to stop me making out with Shelly. I'm really tired of that.
Oh.
That's so hot.
That's like my trademark I put in every video.
You know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen, Dustin?
He's going to have Susie making out with Rebecca next.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about that, Rebecca?
I'm not sure what Zach would think about that.
I don't like it.
Oh, no. Zach's not into Sharon.
Here's the real Susie.
Here's the real Susie.
Yep.
And then she's just giving a look of bewilderment, as usual.
Sorry, Susie. You should have been here.
Sorry, Susie. So well.
We can't help it that you're wasty face.
I'll do the fake
That's
Jeff.
That's the male version.
I'm Jeff.
Was that the fake Jeff?
That was beautiful, Zach.
Oh, yeah? At least you're not doing the fake robot, huh?
I'll do the fake robot tuna. Did you know I have a joke about the lights? Because when the lights go off, it's dark.
Where were you when the lights went out?
Man, I'm not that lame. Jeez.
Look at where the lights went out.
Because it was dark.
That was rad.
Have y'all heard that?
Whoa. This is going to be on the air.
Sorry. Now I gotta edit. Thanks,
Rebecca. Have y'all heard that new song that's playing on KXT recently? Look at what the light did now.
No.
It's good.
No.
Really good.
It's, really? Who's it by?
Matthew White and Jay Morrissey. They're two artists. It's, look at what the light did now.
I have to look it up.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it either.
It's new and like it seems like. These kids are coming up with some good stuff.
My nipples are so hard right now because it's so cold outside.
Have you felt Dustin's butt?
All right, we're going to go around the table. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Feel his butt. Feel his butt. Seriously.
For real.
Touch his
butt.
I already touched it.
Does it not even feel real?
It's a rock. It's a rock.
It doesn't even feel like a real butt, does it?
Touch his butt.
Touch his butt.
Touch his butt.
I touched the butt.
It doesn't even feel real, does it?
If he was in a Mortal Kombat game, his fatality would be the butt crunch.
Susie just felt my balls.
I went the wrong way, sorry.
She felt the front.
It's dark out
here.
I can't tighten the front up.
You could.
Look at what that might
be a little weird.
Not in the cold.
So how do we feel about tonight?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Rocking. There were the only thing I hated about it was
my open mic.
Definitely.
That was terrible. Open mic was awesome.
The open mic was pretty
decent. It was pretty good.
Those moshing kids almost knocked down that speaker. So, like bumped into it.
Moshing kids are what I didn't like.
Yeah. I liked it.
I did too. They were having fun.
Yeah. They were having fun, but...
He also didn't like your friend. The one that took the picture of me and you?
Oh.
Which one?
The one with the hat.
He's nice.
The guy.
I don't know. He was probably just drunk and being stupid. Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to give them... I was trying to get Richard to go up there with me to give them a lesson in hardcore. We're going to show you how a pit really works. We're not jumping around at a Blink-182 concert.
Yeah.
You know, they were like girls.
I'm actually just going to pee my pants right here.
Sweet.
And Dustin went and just grabbed her.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for the commentary.
She just wetted herself.
And she's gone.
Anyway, so.
Well, the reason...
Did you enjoy it?
...that tonight was so great was because of Susie.
Meow, meow.
She got the bar. She got a drink special, $4 Jack and Gingers.
I'm glad you're talking about her while she's away. We don't need her head getting any bigger.
You know, it's not my fault she ran off because she had to pee.
We have a performer with us tonight.
We do. We have Henry the Archer himself, Richard.
Richard.
Hello.
A drink of Paul Your Hennessy you got on the shelf.
That's it.
So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with an umpty.
What?
Yo, ladies. Oh, how I like to...
The Humpty.
All you rappers in the top 10.
Allow me to bumpty.
All right.
All the bands also played new stuff tonight, or what I perceived as new stuff.
Yeah, they played new stuff.
Yeah. Even the intro guy.
Those are old songs that I performed.
They were new to all of
us. I never performed them live, though.
I never only heard on my girl.
Only on my YouTube channel, The RoboTuner.
I never heard Chuck Norris or...
Yeah, they're all on my YouTube channel.
What was it called?
David Hasselhoff, Chuck Norris.
Ain't Chuck Norris.
All right, Jeff. So I can tell you now. What I was trying to line up was last night, the Methinks headlined here.
Yes.
At the Boiled Owl.
I talked to Marlon earlier.
Marlon was here. I was trying to set up, but Susie made it sound like the whole night was full, so we killed it. That the Methinks leave all their gear up here, and they show up and be the
open mic band
and rip through another set.
That would have been cool.
But Susie made it sound like it was full, so I was like, well, just forget it. Just
I think
forget
she thought
it
was. I think everybody backed out last
minute.
Yeah,
everybody bailed except for the RoboTuner.
Yep. So, can you imagine that? Methinks.
That would have been awesome.
I felt like I had an obligation to contribute in some way since I was on the poster, even though I was the smallest character, which makes sense. Insignificant.
Yeah.
I think while you're here, we need to figure out what you're doing with your show.
My show's not the subject of this conversation, though. This is about Funky Town Podcast. And
you're confusing all of us.
It's still a thing. Just rename it RoboTuner's Audio Diorama.
Rad.
We're probably gonna have a show.
Audio diarrhea.
Diarrhea, right?
Well, since it's my birthday now, since it's past midnight,
it is.
Also,
happy birthday.
We're gonna have a show. We are gonna have a show some kind tomorrow.
Well, we have three more bands lined up for later tonight to play your birthday.
But not the Confounded. Still,
Jack and the Offs.
Yeah, the Offspring.
Come out and play.
Fergie's playing.
And Fergie.
Fergie.
It's empty. Oh, it's empty.
So, Jeff, did it meet your expectations?
Was it everything you had hoped it would be?
And then some.
Yes.
Yay.
And the Star Trek films on the bass drum.
That was cool.
Projection.
Showing movies projected. On a bass drum was
they
cool.
They put Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, and that fan film.
Yeah.
The fan film during
that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's another birthday where I lost money.
Because you broke your camera.
Yeah.
No. You broke your camera?
That's $3,600 down the drain.
No, do you have insurance on it?
Last year it was only $600.
$600 last year. $3,600 this year. So we're at $4,200 I've lost on your birthday shows.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday. And I have a gift en route to you. Didn't get here quick enough.
You have a warranty, right?
Yeah, I have insurance.
Okay, right. That's good. I was like, man, that's...
Yeah, I wonder where Stubbs is and Seth is.
They all said they were going to be here last night.
You're on the Funky Town Podcast.
They're probably banging each other in the IKEA set. You know how they build those apartments in IKEA to show you how things would look?
Yeah.
They're probably in bed together.
Or...
I think that's a category. I think you can have like IKEA sex.
That was
on porn. Yeah,
I think so.
Pornhub, IKEA
bye.
Sex.
Yeah.
They got lost in the sets and just said,
"It was awesome." Peace out.
Might as well.
Things are coming along.
See
y'all.
Bye.
Wait, never mind. I can't remember how that whole conversation
I know the mic isn't even picking.
There's a piece of my camera.
Oh, would you like to?
Right, just right there. Oh, there you go. There's a piece of my camera.
That's a flash mount, isn't it?
And we got two flyers, one cup.
Two flyers.
Nice.
Whiskey. Maybe.
Maybe. Or a doo-doo.
Ew, gross.
Depends on...
I knew a guy. I knew a guy who, when we were in high school, was watching that video, and he was like eating a sandwich. And I was like, "What the heck are you doing?"
Did he stop eating it? No, he just keep going.
Watching that video, I was like, "What the heck are you doing, dude?" He's like, "What?"
It reminds me of days working at Dairy Queen, making, you know, chocolate ice cream cones, just pushing it.
Yeah, it's real.
Pulling the lever, watching it flow.
I know you guys can't see the visual of that, but it was pretty dirty.
What?
You're pulling it down.
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
So you guys got to play a new song.
Yeah, Daddy's Got a Gun.
Where y'all cuss all the way through it.
I love that song.
We have one cuss right.
That's my new favorite song.
I did not expect that at all. That is.
That's my good. Favorite is still O Ghost.
You guys played
a
new song.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah. O Comma Ghost. Yes.
Henry the Archer played a new song. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Mean Motor Scooter played a good song.
They also played Nightmare. Not Nightmares. Yeah,
it's not the same.
Yep, Negative Creep. Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
No way. He
and totally unexpected. Midway through your set, Nightmare sounds the same.
It's so funny.
Slipped him off. Me, look,
it doesn't sound like popping his head out.
I'm all looking for you going like this.
I love it. This is my favorite thing this whole night, is that Diana keeps calling Dustin Justin.
I respond because I'm used to it. I mean, that's been my whole life.
Yeah, I'm Jack. I understand.
All the girls.
Everybody has
Rachel.
Names now.
Got Rachel.
It's good to have a second
Jack
name,
just
in case.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a fun night.
It was a fun night.
I think
Jack
the whole house happy. They had a good crowd.
Jack. Cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to Jeff.
Cheers to y'all.
Cheers to Susie for putting it together.
Yeah, you rock, Susie.
And cheers to the great bands.
It was all about you leaving wet spots.
We had the best water drink tonight, $4.
He was talking a lot about your bush.
What?
He was. I think he's.
Were you happy?
Everything's in.
She talks about her bush all the time.
I'm just saying, I've heard you more.
How gigantic it is.
We got bush.
I do not. Hey, so you were pretty stoked.
She has people living in her bush with signs that say, "Save the rainforest."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
There are hippies living in her bush. They climb up to the top of her pubes and chain themselves to them and say, "Save the rainforest."
You're such a nerd.
At least that's not like Stubbs with the throbbing.
She's got some pubes so big that they carved holes through them, and you could drive a car through them.
How do you know this?
He's driven a car through them.
I've driven a car through it. I had to test out my new car, four-wheel drive.
This dude and this dude are obsessed with whatever sex I'm having, either with women or men.
I know.
That's just a running gag I put in all my stupid videos.
I'm only obsessed with it because I need to get away from it. Like, I don't need to be watching this.
From my sex? Nice.
Yes.
So if you want to know more about sexual Susie, you can find her on Susie's Picks on the Pirate.
Hey!
Oh.
Armity.
If you decode Susie Picks on the Pirate, it tells you what sexual bar she's going to that weekend.
It's all code.
My new favorite position is the Xenon Warrior Princess.
Yeah!
No, wait, I need to be looking at you.
We're like changing the subject now. Okay,
yeah.
Let's
Rebecca?
Rebecca?
What is this?
Hi!
Let me look this up here real quick. Let's see. Xenon.
Wait, are you at top or bottom?
Lucy Lawless.
Yeah. Makes you wonder how the chakra's involved in that. I wonder.
Position, Xena.
Warrior princess.
Warrior.
Well, you know, the last episode she dies because she gets choked. Or it's like some kind of weird choke maneuver. And she slowly dies of asphyxiation.
It's weird that Hercules guys is doing all those Christian movies.
No, this is
kind of
cool.
What? He is?
Yeah.
That is weird.
He did God's Not Dead.
Because it shows that Rebecca gets to stab you with a Hercules sword. No.
The guy who played the 90s Hercules.
The last thing I saw him in was at Don't trust a bitch in apartment
23.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so Kristen
he
Ritter.
He's
mean.
He's
happy.
He played himself.
It's Joe Tacky.
It's the same girl who plays Jessica Jones.
So the Xena Warrior Princess
cheerleader chant.
Okay.
What?
Is where Rebecca...
Oh, this is a real thing.
She cuts off Zach's...
I just want to tell you one thing. When you start a band, make sure all you need is a laugh. And when years have gone by, you'll see that you've kicked some ass.
Yeah, right.
Zach is like Swamp Thing. He just holds it to the sun and it grows. It grows back.
Solar powered.
like algae.
He goes outside, just lays out, and is like.
Back to his back. Singing swans.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea what's happening.
Sorry,
so I try to bring it back on track
so
or just let it go.
Joe!
Right.
Negative creep,
yes. Right?
Very nicely done.
Stayed on both feet tonight.
Very nice.
I stayed on both feet all night.
You didn't slip. You didn't fall.
I didn't fall down. Three sets done.
Wow,
that's a record.
That's a personal record.
We're all proud of you.
A bunch of younglings jumping around in front of the stage like they were moshing.
That was pretty fun.
They were digging it.
They were digging it.
Yeah. Marijuana especially, growing out of my butt.
This is the guy in the bear suit.
The guy in the bear suit.
Yeah,
was
the bear
awesome.
Suit was awesome. That was.
Richard and I were going to give them a lesson in hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
But we decided not to because someone would be bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Richard. And it's a tight
red
space
pants.
Anyway.
Not those kind of red pants.
Those kids
but
have
yes,
never
that would be
been
true.
In a real mosh pit.
They were
yeah, but let them have
fun.
Their
yeah.
fun.
That's why we didn't get in there.
Dustin's an elitist.
I don't know.
I was pissed because I wanted to throw elbows.
Well,
and Richard, being from New Jersey, he knows hardcore.
Oh, I know the pits.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid you break someone else's nose.
It's all good old fashioned, like 1995 circle.
The knee pits. Yeah.
My parents
I was trying to arrange a wall of
Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we could have
two wall of deaths running each other.
Like a
lock arms.
Game of Red Rover.
Yeah. You lock arms, you just run at each other.
Red Rover, send everybody over.
Yep. Are you talking about the wall of death?
Yeah, the wall of death. Can you imagine a wall of death during an I Happy M set?
Oh, no, I can't.
Amazing.
I can't wait till we get crowd surfers.
I daydream about this kind of thing.
I did the wall
so,
of death
video
on
idea.
Unearth show.
Yes.
You guys play
hey,
your
where?
Song normally.
Unearth?
And there's a bunch of guys. They're LARPers in their crazy armor. Doing wall of death at each other.
Oh, I've got a connection to a LARPing community.
Yeah, right
Matt
here.
Thomas.
This
yeah,
guy. No. Matt Thomas.
Oh, well, I got two connections then.
Matt Thomas is a full
like
on LARP.
I knew you were going to throw my name in there, damn it.
I'd like to LARP.
In someone's butt.
Yeah, like a carp.
I need you to rummage through my closet and try to find one piece of costume related to LARPing. You're not going to find
anything. I've got a couple swords.
My Jedi robe doesn't count.
We've got night helmets.
My brother has lots
Billy
of Lord
the Bobber
Rings
hanging out at
a
LARPing convention.
There we go.
He has like Sting and what Excalibur, whatever.
Oh, Sting from Lord of the Rings.
Not the wrestler.
Have we filled enough time to not have
Steve
to
Borden?
Tomorrow?
Nope, probably.
I hope so. That's what we're shooting for.
I don't know how long we've
18 minutes.
Yes.
Balls.
That's how long.
Jeff Aldi.
Hey.
45.
Did you get spankings today?
No.
And I'm 30.
Not yet.
And I'm 38 today.
Needs to be
did you know
your
it's also making
the shit out of you?
That'll take up 45 yeah. seconds.
He bends over and we just run in a circle.
Market.
We already touched your butt, so.
Did y'all touch his butt? No, we're out here. Touch his butt.
Touch it. Touch my butt.
Seriously.
Touch it. Touch his
butt.
Richard will give him the reach
for it. It's not even real.
Touch it, Brittany. Touch it.
Everybody's touching Dustin's butt.
Grab it. Brittany, grab it.
It's awesome. Everybody's been doing it.
Brittany, grab it.
Butt touching with Dustin
it's the
Schneider.
New thing.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Like, Joe just grabbed it. Yeah, I mean.
It's a very hard butt.
It is.
I don't do squats.
You're just, always squatting down, taking pictures and stuff.
That is true.
And taking poops.
That could be it. And poops. Because
that squatty body's doing wonders, man.
Well, I don't know. our master bathroom has just a hole.
Like so a Turkish toilet. Does it at least have like the grippies on the side for your feet?
No.
You live dangerously.
I live dangerously. If it's slick in there, like if you've been running the shower, like a little bit of humidity in there, it gets slick. You're like, whoa!
You don't even have a grab bar?
Nope.
Oh man.
No, it's full on.
He doesn't need one. You feel his butt.
It's a skill.
And then you fall in and you're like in the Mario
Underworld. It isn't.
That's the only talent I have, is full on the butt.
Well, that's a good talent.
It's clinched from all those years of trying to keep things out of it.
I understand.
Stubbs coming at you?
Yeah.
Stubbs.
Oh, multiple Stubbs.
Where the heck is Matt?
Yeah.
They were
I'm right here.
Oh,
Flaky
McFlakes. Oh, you mean, yeah. I mean Stubbs.
They're flaky.
I miss you, Matt Stubbs.
I can't believe you called Stubbs a flake.
He's not going to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
I miss one night.
So we got anything else to say before
I had
we
an
end
excuse
it?
I played 3 gigs today.
Yeah.
You know what? I was under the impression that it was me motor scooter.
3 gigs on a plate.
Oh, earlier.
I like it.
So I asked Sam, I was like, how'd you like Greenville Avenue Parade? Yay. And he's like, I didn't go over there. And I was like, huh?
I'd need an ID if there were two mean motor scooters.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought it was two mean motor scooters and one IFN. Nah. How did you like Green Avenue Parade?
We each drank 2 Monsters today.
Retired. No, we both drank.
You know what though? The Crown
Monsters.
And Harp. If you order a shot from the Crown and Harp, they basically give you a solo cup and fill it up to like here.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 3 shots.
You know, there's lines in a solo cup for a reason.
I know.
Dude, they drank. They put a lot of alcohol
it was
in
a
that
heavy
shot.
Pour.
Yeah.
I had to share it with Zach.
Did y'all have a bunch of Saint Patty's Day BS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they come in there? And
yeah.
Like,
it was
for
exclusively
sure.
St. Patty's Day BS.
Oh, yeah.
Did
yeah.
y'all enjoy that? Did y'all enjoy
girls
that?
Girls just want to have fun.
They love girls just want to have fun, though.
Did y'all play like 3 times in a row?
No. We should have, though,
but if we
would have
done an hour of covers,
long.
They would have just lost their minds.
Yeah. There was a band from Iowa get real freaky.
Slipknot?
No.
Yeah.
Like
no.
Real freaky.
Y'all open
dude,
lick
the window. Did you see the guy lick the window?
Dude, I saw him like open the window.
I opened for Erica Badu.
Those, like Greenville Avenue is weird.
It
people
is.
Get stupid. But you know,
it
people
like
line
a bunch
up.
Of, like,
they show up on the street at 3 a.m. to have their spot. And then they just drink. And so by the time the parade comes by, like at 10 or 11,
they're wasted.
They're gone.
So do I have a new band name for you?
It was so refreshing
waste.
To get
Iowa once eaten.
It was so refreshing
Iowa
to get back to Fort Worth.
I just like the fact that they all say wasting face.
It may never happen.
Yeah. Now that Drag the Ocean exists.
If I was starting
it's
a band,
really
I would call it Wasty Face.
Wasty
Face.
You know exactly what's
call
going
our next
on
single
when somebody
face.
Says they're
Wasty
Face.
Wasty Face would be a good band name. Yes. And a good single name. Sure
what, did I tell you I have an album cover idea for you?
It's a dog dragging his butt across the ocean.
It's a
dragging my balls.
Do you like dragons? Do you like me dragging my balls across your face?
Across sure. your ocean?
Dragging my balls across your ocean. Jeez.
I'm just going to make it and send it to you.
All right, Funky Town Podcast. Zach lives.
Are you going to do it as Zach lives?
Wait, we are?
All right,
give me a noun.
Robotune.
No.
It's up for Zach Libs on the Funky Town Podcast. Funky Town Podcast. Zach Libs.
I found this duck. It's like Susie's first one. It's like,
goodbye, guys. Have a birthday, Jeff.
Right.